Hello, listeners, and welcome to this week's episode of Mom and Me.
I'm Mom.
And I'm me.
Hey, punks.
Hey, Mom. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
That is great.
I tried to think of another nickname for you, but I really don't have one for you besides punks.
That's cool. I mean, I don't really have that many nicknames. Punkin. I have Jenny and Jen and
Oh,
punks.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
What?
Your actual name.
Oh, well, I mean, you never call me that, so that's fine. I mean, I never actually go by my actual name, but yeah, my actual nicknames, I don't usually go by those. Not for
That's
you.
That's a shame. Why do parents do that?
What, come up with fun nicknames?
And they name you something and never call you that. Shame on me. Jennifer.
That's okay. Jennifer doesn't really suit me, so.
Yes, it does.
Well, on paper.
Just not from me, though. Just punks, punks, Jenny.
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay, sorry. Okay. That diversion. And for those of you who are listening, and here's some buzzing in the background, that's the air conditioning. And since Jenny is such the audio engineer that she is, she didn't want to do this right now because the air conditioning is on. She said, Mom, can we turn it off? I'm like, no. Okay.
She said, it's okay. I'd rather have the house melt than have that being heard, but it's not my decision, so...
Right. So we had to do this with her kicking and screaming with the air conditioning on.
Yeah, I am pretty upset about it, but I guess life will go on.
Yeah, I hope so. I know it will.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about TV shows, music, movies that you either allow your children to watch. You know, what age they have to be to watch certain things. How did you go about that with me and Kelly?
Oh, you know, sometimes I don't remember things, and you guys are grown now.
Okay, then I'll tell you how you went about it. All right, so I'm going to start off with movies. For movies, we pretty much watched, you know, all Disney movies. We owned, I think, about every Disney movie. At least all the animated ones.
Now let me interject. I do remember that. I may not remember the age in all every movie you watch, but I do know that I believe garbage in, garbage out, and I wanted you guys to be as pure and wholesome. That's what your granddaddy used to always use that word, wholesome. As possible. And I wanted you to be kids, good kids. And, you know, when you become an adult, it's up to you. I'm done with you. You turn 18. To me, I'm gone. See ya. Whatever you choose after that point, I'm not responsible. But as you were growing up, what I put into you, I felt was my responsibility. And I didn't want you to hear bad language. I didn't want you to see things that would harm you. You know, cause you to think negatively. I just wanted positive things. Oh, air conditioning's off. I wanted positive.
Great, now there's no continuity. Anyway, go on.
I wanted positive things to go inside of you and do my best to keep you wholesome.
Yeah, I like that. Now, when it comes to watching children's movies, you were into them too, right?
Oh, I loved them. I still do. And as a few podcasts before, I mentioned it does bother me to have certain scenes. But no, I still love children's movies because inside of me, I guess my parents instill that wholesomeness that is still there. And I really do love just fun, pure, happy things.
Yeah, definitely. What is your favorite Disney movie?
Wow. I
and
know.
Why? What and why?
See, we don't get to practice this. And you have to remind me with some Disney movies. I know the cartoons, Beauty and the Beast. I always loved Beauty and the Beast. Just because it showed that she fell in love with the person that he was inside. Oh, and I always paid more attention to the heart of a person and not that shell, the shell that we call a body, appearance. That's never been important to me. I always connect with somebody from the heart.
I agree. And I think that movie is one of the very few that actually has them growing to love each other. It's not just like, hey, I saw you and you're gorgeous and hey, we're in love. You know, even on his part, he, mm-hmm. you know, he was intimidated by her because of her looks, but he still like had to compromise. He had to compromise his bad attitude and his way of life and grow to love her and then, you know, hope that she loved him back. And so it was just a great movie all around. My favorite Disney movie is that one. I mean, I don't have. Yeah. That was always.
Oh, that's funny.
As far as the princesses go, she is, you know, at least for that time, because they've made, you know, more Disney movies and I like a lot of them. But that one and The Lion King are my two tops. Love The Lion King, even though whenever Mufasa dies, I can't watch it because I will still cry to this day. And I think of Darth Vader, but you know, anyway.
Lion King is a great movie. Yeah. Great movie.
Great music. Great. Just everything. So let's go ahead and talk about music. I know you're saying wholesome things. I remember, cause I don't know if you remember, but I remember the only type of music I knew until I hit middle school was Take Six, mm-hmm. Like a cappella, jazz, smooth jazz without any singing, or jazz without, you know, no curse words. Mm-hmm. Like a little bit of funk. Dad had, you know, he would have it playing in the car or whatever. And R&B, you know, like mm-hmm. Luther Vandross and
ballads, love.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I pretty much just grew up on that. And I remember a lot of people around me were like, oh, I love the Spice Girls and I love Britney Spears and stuff like that. And I hadn't really even heard of them. And then I remember in middle school discovering the Backstreet Boys and 98 Degrees and all these boy bands and stuff. And how did you deal with that? Do you even remember?
Oh, yes, I do remember. Okay. I listened to that music because, again, that was me. That was in me. So I always wanted to be transparent and you got to see the real me. So I just was always me. But when you started to make your own decision of music that you chose, Backstreet Boys, I still love 98 Degrees was my favorite group. So it's funny how what happened is you started influencing what I listened to, just broadening my library of music, and I appreciated that because it still was good music.
Yeah, I remember we'd drive around and she'd be pumping, like, you know, Destiny's Child and Pink.
Oh, man, yeah.
And, you know, we'd be singing and stuff. And to me, like, that also helped our relationship. You know, I didn't have anything to compare it to, but I just look at some people and they're like, oh, you know, my kid's music is garbage, mm-hmm. which maybe I'm just old right now, but I feel like a lot of the music out there is garbage. But some of it isn't. Some of it's okay, you know. And I guess if I had kids, maybe I'd be down with listening to it.
Just like recently, well, obviously you are getting old. And that's one thing about not having children in school. You don't aren't really in tune to everything that's out there. I know you're still up on a lot of things. But for your birthday, you get that Justin Timberlake CD. And I am absolutely in love with that. In love with that CD. It's great.
It's an awesome CD. I mean, I listen to it all the time. And it's funny because when it first came out, I was like, oh yeah, you know, another Justin CD. That's cool. And I'd heard a couple of songs on the radio, which were okay, but I didn't think they were all that great. And then a friend of mine gave me the CD for my birthday, and I'm like, whoa, this actually is good. Like, I like pretty much all the songs that weren't on the radio to begin with. And I don't really listen to the radio. I just listen to old music. So yes, I am an old person and I don't have any children. So, it would probably end up being kind of the same thing as with you, because we didn't really listen to the radio. We listened to what you had mm-hmm. and what you liked. And that kind of established, Maybe, I guess what we would look for in music or the type of stuff that we enjoyed hearing, because that influenced pretty much everything that I listen to now. We are out of time for this first segment, but it is now time for trivia.
Trivia. Oh boy, I'm going to show how dumb I am.
All right, well, maybe we'll have some questions that we know today.
I hope so.
I hope so, too, because I listened when I was editing these. I was like, man, I do not know a single thing. Hmm. I really sound... I mean, at least you got answers.
Yeah. And it may have been the wrong reason, but...
Yeah, but so what? At least you got them. I didn't even get them. So, okay. Oh, okay. So, which of the following has...
Hold on. Do you have any facts of the day? Or are we going to do that after
the question? Maybe I should do that before the question, because I don't think that flows too well. So, let's do a fact of the day.
Okay.
Today's date is August 30th, and the fact of the day is... The elephant is the only animal with four knees.
What? Four knee? Wait, well, they have four legs.
Yeah, but I guess dogs and stuff don't have knees.
Yeah. Wow.
So there you go.
Hmm.
Today in history, August 30th, 1967, the Senate confirmed the first appointment of Thurgood Marshall as the first African-American justice on the Supreme Court.
That's great.
Today's birthdays. Andy Roddick, ew. Cameron Diaz and Warren Buffett. Happy birthday.
She said ew for Andy Roddick. You know, of course, last time I told you I'm a tennis fan. But Andy Roddick has such a bad, bad, bad attitude
on the
court.
He retired, right?
Yes, he retired.
Thank God. He was just...
From what I understand, though, he's a really nice, cool guy off the court. But don't get to meet him on the court.
He's probably like McEnroe. Because McEnroe seems like a really funny, cool guy off the court. Right. Just on the courts, he's just horrible.
Exactly.
But, yeah. So, all right. So, let's get back to this question.
Okay.
All right. Which of the following has three hearts?
Oh, we got four knees, now three hearts. Okay.
Octopus, elephant, great white shark, or hippopotamus?
I'm trying to not stick with the elephant theme. I mean, it's got four knees. Why wouldn't it have three hearts? But
for some reason, I'm leaning towards octopus.
Because it has eight legs.
No, I feel like I may have heard it somewhere, but I could be completely wrong.
Okay, let me think of what is the sweetest, most compassionate animal. I'd say that.
Well, it's not an octopus, I can tell you that.
Okay, what else we have? You said hippopotamus?
Hippopotamus and great white shark.
Okay, we're going to say the hippopotamus. Great white shark, no. So between the elephant and the... So I'll give the hippopotamus a chance.
Okay, so mom says hippopotamus, I say octopus.
Of course, none of this is based on anything scientific.
All right, so the answer is octopus.
Oh, you were right.
I was.
Well, how do you say octopus is not? It's got eight arms to hug you. See, I should have thought of that. I should have thought of that.
That's where your mind should have gone.
Yes.
An octopus has three hearts. Two pump blood through each of the two gills, while the third pumps blood through the body.
Hmm. Wow.
So 72% got that right.
Go ahead on, octopus.
That's right. But hey, just so you know, second place was hippopotamus with 11%.
Okay. Oh, that was still wrong. But okay.
But other people were also wrong.
All right. Well, I have to remember that with the eight arms. But the love of the octopus.
Yeah, I remembered it being something like that. I didn't remember... that it was through gills. And
yeah,
the
that's scientific, you know.
Right. Yeah. No,
I'm all about the
scientific
love.
Way. All right, we got time, I think, for maybe one more question.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I think I know this. What is the capital city of New Zealand?
Oh, I don't know this, but New Zealand, that is the first trip I want to take, and
see,
we're going to let you guys
gonna
know.
Get off on some tangent with
when
this.
When we go to New Zealand, you will know. I want to go to New Zealand. But anyway, I guess I need to know this if we're going to go.
Okay, so let's give you some options. Hamilton.
That doesn't sound too New Zealandish.
Auckland.
Oh.
Wellington or Canberra.
Oh, Auckland. You know, I'm gonna. I know I heard of Auckland. New Zealand did have a.
Yeah, Auckland is a pretty famous city,
but doesn't mean it's the capital. Just right. Like
Orlando, most and Florida
states. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like it may be Canberra, but I don't know if that's.
You're probably in right. I'm gonna go with Auckland.
Just but I don't know. I don't know. That could good. Be in Australia. So. That's my right. problem.
Well, let's go with it. And then I'll find out. So when we go to New Zealand, we can go there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. The answer is...
We should have some music.
Oh, wow. No, it's Wellington.
Wellington? Like a beef Wellington?
Yeah, like oh. that. Wellington is the capital city and second most populous urban area of New Zealand. It is at the southwestern tip of the North Island between Cook Strait and the
Cook Strait.
Rumtuka Range.
Wow, we need to go because this. I need to learn something.
But most people said Auckland.
Oh, okay, well, I'm like most people on that one.
Yeah, I figured that was a trick, but I didn't know the answer. So, all right, so we are out of time for trivia. Aww. Oops. All right, so we've already kind of been talking about movies. Did you want to, do you want to go on with like another favorite movie of yours?
I think we were talking about movies. It was something else I wanted to say. Oh no, about music. Music. I wanted to say it.
We're
also
supposed to be getting back on that after the segment, but go
oh,
ahead.
Oh, sorry. No,
you know, we could
no.
just keep talking. We could talk about all this stuff. Go
okay.
on.
Okay. See, this is not scripted, you guys. So sorry.
Yeah, this is all just being made up on the spot.
I was just thinking that, music you listen to and I listen to has a lot to do who you hang out with. I remember I had a boy that I just loved, I adored. He was in a lot of trouble. And his life was built around, back in the day, we called it rap music. Now it's hip hop. But there was some rap. I used to love Goody Mob. Dr. Dre, Goody Mob. They had... I didn't like any Dirty South. That was just nasty. But I did. There's some rap music or hip hop music that's really cool. And I have to say Goody Mob and Dr. Dre. Granted, you know, there were some curse words.
Some.
Yeah. For the situation, especially the life he was living, it was it fit. And he wasn't an angel at all. But I loved him because I loved his heart. Had an awesome, incredible heart. And we spoke to each other through our hearts. But that was part of his life. And I can understand the message that he related to. Okay, that's all I want to say about that.
And that's all
I don't listen to it anymore, though, because it does bother me. I don't use profanity. But when you listen to it a lot, that stuff gets embedded somewhere. So even when I get angry, upset, a curse word is not there. It doesn't come out because it's not inside of me to come out. So
that's true. The more you're around it and the more you listen to it, it can easily, it a lot easily slip out as opposed to if you're just not hearing any of that, you know, if it's
speaking
not
of curse words, it's funny how, back in the day, your dad always used the word crap. And I'm like, it used to bother me so much. And now, listen, I say that word all the time. I don't consider it a curse word. I know some people do. So if you consider that word a curse word, I apologize. But for some reason, I've evolved to where it's not a curse word anymore.
Yeah, I don't even remember how that happened, but I do remember you were like, oh, I can't stand that word. That word is horrible. Yeah. And then somehow it just started, you know.
There's another word that's offensive to me. I'm not even going to say it. I'll spell it. P-I-S-S. I don't know why, but that's the way
that word is just gross. Like it's just.
And I don't foresee myself ever saying that word. So if that ever happens, slap me. But
I will.
But yeah, that's a word. Also, now this is not a curse word. Suck. I understand the connotation, but some people are like, well, you suck. Ooh. Okay, come on. That's not a curse word. So if it is a curse word to you, I apologize for offending you, but...
We apologize for this offensive segment.
Yes. You know, it's funny, we get on this curse word segment, and I think it's important, though. Oh, but that wasn't in your plan.
No, but whatever.
I think about a good question. I wish there was a study to find out who curses the most, and I would say middle school kids.
Oh, that's totally true, because when you get into middle school, all of a sudden you're big and bad.
I remember so many curse words coming out.
The first day of middle school, especially, I mean, even on the bus, you're like, what is going on? And like, everybody's just going at it, because now you're not in elementary school. You're not a little kid anymore. So you have to prove that you're an adult by cursing. Obviously, that's the only way you can prove you're an adult. You can't be mature. You have to curse.
Right.
So everyone is just, you know, not everyone, but the majority of students are just every other word, you know, cursing like sailors. And it's not even good. Like, it doesn't even make any sense.
Some people are funny. Some people are good cursers, if there's a such thing. But it just flows, you know.
Right. It's like naturally within them.
Right. It cracks me up. But really, it's not needed. I think the words, our language, our vocabulary has enough words we can use outside of obscene language. And you can make your point without cursing. I know your sister always say that I can make people feel bad and not even say a curse word.
You can make people feel bad and not say a word at all.
Oh.
You just look at them.
I can also make them feel good in the same way, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Uh-huh. There's always a positive. But
yes.
You never had to, you never did curse, but you certainly didn't have to. You had, as a matter of fact, it was more power with you not cursing because you had control of yourself. Mm. You know, people who lose it and they're just screaming obscenities, you're like, I can't even take you seriously. You can't even form a thought. But right. When you have something deliberate and pointed, I think it's scarier than someone who's just cussing up a storm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's move into TV shows, maybe.
TV shows is funny. And I don't watch a lot of TV. But actually, I put it on last night so that I could fall asleep. But I love the show Frasier. It's so hilarious. Kelsey Grammer cracks me up.
This was kind of supposed to be about like children's shows.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, let me back it up here. Children's show. Oh, I used to like Eureka's Castle. I don't think I like Gullah Gullah Island.
Yeah, that one was a little annoying. It was a bit on the
And of course, this is dated. This is back when you and your sister were...
Yeah, in the 90s.
Young, yeah. Help me think. Bring up.
Well, I know we watched a bunch of cartoons. Man.
And I didn't set you in front of the TV set.
No, but like, you know, like if you're doing our hair or something like
right.
that. Oh my gosh. All I just need to do is get on YouTube, and then like a bunch of them will come up on the side, and I could just be watching those for hours. But
when I was growing up, I tell you, Zoom, come on and Zoom, 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 I Zoom. Mm-hmm. I used to love that show, Sesame Street.
Yeah, so there were different types of kids shows. There were the type where you can learn things.
Sesame Street, number one.
Of course, Sesame Street. Learning things. And then there were like fun adventure cartoon shows, which were pretty much, most of them were Disney, I believe. Then there were some like Saturday morning cartoons, but I think most of those were Disney too. So there were a lot of, fun cartoons. And,
gotta
you
love
know, Disney.
Of course, you know who I'm thinking about right now, who started Disney, kind of went off. So,
oh, you're talking about Miley Cyrus?
Yes.
Well, luckily she wasn't a cartoon, but, yeah.
There are, it's funny, a lot of the Disney people that started off wholesome Disney to turn for the, something has snapped. But well, anyway, that's another subject.
I think that a lot of people feel like they need to shake that image. I think they just don't really know themselves or know what they're trying to accomplish. And some people, when they're trying to shake that image, they don't even know like what
they're trying to be. They get to shaking, all right, shaking something else.
You know, I mean, Britney Spears went through the same thing.
She's in my mind.
Yeah. I think Vanessa Hudgens more recently, but she didn't get as crazy as Miley. But I think Miley also has the whole, you know, dad was famous for one song. And her show went longer than a lot of the Disney stars typically do. So, you know, the girls... She just needs some guidance.
Also think about Lindsay Lohan, is it?
Lindsay Lohan was another one. I don't really understand hers. I mean, I understand hers because both of her parents are crazy. But she wasn't that big of a star. I feel like she, to me, she didn't really gain as much popularity until she started losing it. And then trying to get back on the wagon and doing a movie here and there. But I never felt like she was as popular, probably because she didn't really do music until later.
Oh, that reminds me. That's bringing me back to some shows you used to watch, like Even Stevens.
That was later in life, though. That was like
Pete and Pete.
Oh, Pete and Pete. Yeah, that was pretty early.
Erie,
Indiana. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, these are all live action shows that were great. Oh,
Famous Jet Jackson. And that's a tragedy there. Yeah. But I used to like that show a lot.
That was a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's funny when I list the shows that I watched as a kid, but I know how busy I was. So I don't know where the show watching happened. Because, you know, I was never even at home. I was in band and Girl Scouts and doing a bunch of stuff. And I'm like, wait a minute. I have this long list of shows that I remember watching. We didn't have no TiVo. We ain't had no Netflix.
We ain't had none of that.
Back in the day, we had to actually be in front of the television when the show was going to be aired. So,
and that was, it's sad. Think about Lee Thompson Young.
Yeah.
You know, it was a great show, and I know he was on a show now.
Rizzolian something.
Yeah, your sister knows all about that, but she still loves kids' shows. Still watches them.
Some of them are okay. Some of them are just really dumb. But good for her for watching them.
Mm-hmm. She's really, really sweet person. She's 25, but just a heart of a kid. And I like that.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, what about when we were... We only have like a few minutes, but what about when we were getting older and it came to like PG-13 movies... Or rated R movies. I know you remember what you did for those. Go ahead. Do you remember?
No, I actually don't.
Okay, then I'll tell you.
Okay.
All right, so for PG-13 movies, we were usually allowed to see them, even like when we were under 13. But it was typically because we had been taught about these things. You know, we've been taught do not use foul language. And for the most part, most of the PG-13 movies we wanted to see didn't have that language, or, you know, maybe a word or two. There were some movies that I just didn't care to see, and those are the ones that had more sexual things and more cursing and just like the teenage movies, stuff like that. I didn't really care about that. I was more into action. Most war movies are rated R, so those are the movies that I got to see. More violence, really.
Yeah, that's going to be say. I don't know why the violence didn't bother me as much is the other stuff. I don't know. I'm not going to try to justify it.
I think it's probably because most of the violent stuff that we saw, like again, I said, was more movies. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense.
But I did not push violence because I did not like violent video games. Anything with blood in it, I was not going to have.
Well, I think that was different because when you're playing a video game, you're the one that's responsible for causing whatever is happening. In the movie, most of them were, you know, factual, and they're showing a war, you know, something that actually happens, something that's not.
And for the record, I still don't like violent video games.
Right? Yeah, me neither, honestly.
I like cute games.
As an adult, I'd rather play Mario still. Like, I don't enjoy playing these, except for Call of Duty.
Black Ops.
But that's not so bad.
Oh, is it Black Ops?
Yeah, Black Ops. But, like, just unnecessary killing. That's still kind of, like, war-ish. But,
I love Minecraft, though.
Minecraft is fun.
Got to play that in a long time. But I love creating and... Oh, I want to play. I want to go play today.
And we're actually out of time.
Oh.
So maybe next week we can continue with the video games topic, because I know that's a hot topic for a lot of people.
And I'll probably go off the subject.
Yeah, we'll probably get off again. Yeah. And maybe even touch a little bit more about stuff that we talked this week. Maybe the progression. Again, we do have a blog. If you go to iferproductions.com, send us a message.
Right. I'll be looking forward to it. Maybe people have suggestions or questions they may want to ask us, or, you know, how we feel about something.
Yeah, definitely. We will absolutely include that in one of our podcasts. We probably won't stay on topic very long, but at least, you know, you'll give us
something. But thank you in advance, and we love you.
We love you.
Thank you for listening.
Have a great week.
This is Mom.
And this is me. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.